The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
I taught you about shipping today.
Oh, thank you for teaching me about that.
And now I'm going to teach you another word.
Explain it to me.
The term friction maxing is trending.
Friction maxing?
That's the idea that technology has taken away the inconveniences and friction of day-to-day life. So friction maxing is rejecting that to some degree. I think there's...
Like I'm maxed out on physical interactions with the world. I'm going to sit somewhere virtual for now.
Some people wouldn't touch AI with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, I like it.
Unless it offers so much convenience that it could save you hours a day, hours or days worth of work. But is that lack of effort leading to more unhappiness? The term friction maxing is trending. The idea is that technology and things like ChatGPT are making things so convenient that they're effortless. And people will tell you, you know, you want to appreciate the money you earned. Being broke will help you appreciate money for sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of things that you earn the hard way and find yourself going, yeah, I'm not going to go lightly with that. Even if you saved to buy yourself a skateboard,
right?
You're not leaving that at your friend's house or on their lawn when you leave and, you know, walk
because
home.
That's true.
You bought
when
that thing.
You've worked for something and earned the money to get it. You suddenly realize that leaving it, it's not like the jacket your mom bought you that you just leave everywhere and come home without a jacket every day.
Well, that's partially accidental and I didn't want the jacket in the first place. Told you,
but
I
it didn't
fine.
Matter to you because you didn't buy that jacket. If you had paid for that jacket,
yes,
every single day I watch your stuff that you bought walk out of here with you.
Yeah. No, I think that there's a lot of times every parent in the country knows that feeling when they go, "Is that my kid's bike two doors down on the lawn as the sun is setting and my kid is inside?"
Yeah.
Yo.
My parents, before I was born, my brother did this, and so they fake stole it.
Oh.
They're like, oh, your bike got stolen because you left it outside.
And?
That's it. Never got it back.
What?
Yeah.
They didn't fake steal it. They stole
it. They stole it.
Oh, my God.
So he must not have shown the proper regret.
Remorse, right.
And they must have gone, he doesn't even care.
I don't know. I mean, everyone
that's okay.
Involved,
I wanted 10-speed anyway. You know, the ones with the curly handles.
Everyone that involved is neuro spicy, so I don't know how it went down.
Neuro
I wasn't alive.
Spicy.
Oh, is that a new one for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're currently learning friction maxing, and now you bring up neuro spicy.
Okay,
what's
everyone.
That?
So you're saying your mom, your dad, and your older brother were all neuro spicy.
For sure.
What does that mean?
Have you heard neurotypical?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's not that.
I don't know neurotypical, so tell me that first.
Supposedly someone who maybe isn't on the autism spectrum, doesn't have ADHD, someone who fits perfectly in with the way we have society.
Like you don't
want to
say normal,
structure.
But you say like right. Sort of a typical person.
Right.
So these guys are neurospicy. Which way does that lean? Like towards super genius or towards like you got dropped on your head when you were a kid?
Well, I'm neurospicy, so there you go.
Okay, all right. Neurospicy it is. Now
it's
we know.
It's all-encompassing.
All right.
The term friction maxing is trending. The idea is that technology and things like ChatGPT are making things so convenient that they're effortless and making things less satisfying and producing less happiness.
Mm.
It's a new thing. So previously common conveniences like microwaves and dishwashers are fine. The focus is on newer innovations that can basically allow us to avoid life experiences altogether. They add to this list Uber Eats.
Oh.
I don't cook and I don't even go out to get the food. It comes to my house right. every day.
Food just arrives.
2 to 3 meals a day.
It's really expensive. Like, if they're not leaving their house and making any money, how are they? I guess mom?
Mom. But you've said your kids are all about Uber Eats, right?
They do DoorDash. But no more DoorDash coming to my house. If you want some food and you don't have something out there, you come here and get it. Like, don't buy that. But, you know, then I go to bed. And so whatever happens, happens.
And the party starts.
Yes. Oh, my God, this morning.
Oh, this will be good.
It won't be that good. It's 3:15 in the morning.
You wake up.
I'm already up. I've already brushed my teeth. I'm sitting at my computer.
My alarm goes off at 3:14. That's already up.
Huh? I try to get you your TCS before you get up. Like, I'm, you know, once in a while I jump on there to put it up and your cursor's already on. I'm like, oh no, his cursor's already on it. So there I am. It's like 3:15, 3:20. I've just sat down. I'm getting ready and I'm like, what do I hear? It sounds like animals caterwauling, maybe doing it in the backyard. I'm like, what is happening? So finally I get up and I open up the back door and it's my kid is recording something. He's like singing some song across the lawn in the little cottage.
I'm radical. Like,
I know. I'm like, it's 3 a.m.
He's making a record.
I guess.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamonte Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
A recent report puts it like this. We're talking again about friction maxing and the trend that's happening among the youngsters. Tech companies are succeeding in making us think life itself is inconvenient. Reading is boring. Have someone read it to you. Talking is awkward. Just say it into the machine and it'll sort things out for you. Moving is tiring. Leaving the house is a problem. Thinking is too hard.
Yeah. It is interesting. We've seen Wall-E, and yet
we're rolling that direction.
We're like, that looks pretty good.
Without any kind of protest.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that if you challenged yourself to not leave your house for a month, I think you could do it. I think I could, but like,
oh,
I
no
could,
problem.
I could
oh,
work yeah. from home.
Are you kidding?
Right.
That's after the pandemic. I think there are people who, I've heard this from more than one person that say, I'm changed from that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm changed from that. I don't.
I had to change everything in my life. And now I'm like, this all works. And these soft clothes are just lovely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people I've heard say that, yeah, going out now is a thing.
Yeah. I'm always happy when people cancel. I'm like, oh.
Interacting with strangers is scary. These are all frictions that we can now eliminate easily, and we do.
So friction maxing is like the opposite of that.
Go
for it.
Trying to turn the clock back. The process of building up a tolerance for inconvenience, understanding that not everything is as simple as.
Mm.
And I
kind of like it. Remember you were talking about analog life the other day? I can't remember exactly what the story was.
I went and bought some paperbacks, too.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
There's some things that I've looked at. As I say, oh, I can't seem to get to sleep at night. There's plenty of stress as a parent. Before we had kids, my wife and I talked about this, and I was like, I don't deal with stress well. Like, this is going to be a harder thing for me because I'm easily overwhelmed. And kids going, no, what? Like, whatever.
There is no.
I knew it was going to be hard for me. I knew that would be right. a problem, and I was saying that to her. I have certain amount of worry always like buzzing in my head
right.
over these kids and the things that they're involved in and stuff. So
but you're a guy who always has things buzzing in his head.
Yes.
Anyway.
Right.
So even
I'm
if you
little,
could
what
get
are we,
them up.
What are we?
Neurospicy.
Neurospicy for sure. No question.
Luckily for you, I'm so neurotypical.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
You're insanely neurotypical.
Thank you for noticing.
It's so impressive.
Thank you.
You don't really know her.
How dare you? Well, she knows me.
It's going to be extremely interesting to see what happens when she retires and now there's just no structure in life.
I'll be fine.
She's going to make the coolest things.
I hope.
I know it.
I'm jealous. It's great.
Yeah.
I hope it's great.
I probably will be in a band at that point.
Okay. You'll have a mic in front of you 6 months later.
Is that your prediction?
That's my prediction.
Sarah's not done talking yet.
Yeah.
I'll just tell my friends will be like, oh my God, please someone put a mic in front of her face and get her out of here. She never shuts up.
Friction maxing is on, and hopefully you'll see your kids or young people today turning back the clock on some. I just like people to get outside, get a little fresh air, get sun on your face, do something that creates a little sweat, a little exercise. If you're doing that,
just outside stimulation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just be stimulated. Be like, oh, a bird. Oh, look, a bush.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness. Look, that flower is blooming.
Interact with nature. It's so good for you. I do that in the ocean, but however you want to do it, a hike, a bike ride,
right.
and not an e-bike.
It can be anything. And anyway. An e-bike is fine because the wind is whipping through your hair and you feel young again. Or maybe you are young and you have three kids piggybacking on the rear end of your bike with no helmets. What are you thinking, child?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.